Hey. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. Unlike those other talk show hosts, most of them want to charge you for their sites. We give it away, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Or maybe it's today where you're listening, because some radio stations take this show at a different time from when it airs live, and they still will put it back on the air at whatever time pleases them, which is fine with me, because anything that can get more Free Talk Live out there, I approve of. And so I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, which actually is an old affiliate. KBZZ is on board again.
The Buzz.
Yeah, The Buzz out in Reno, Nevada, 96.1 FM, 1270 AM, The Buzz, which they now have an FM translator, which is great news. Last time we were on The Buzz a few years ago, it was only an AM station there. So now more people than ever can listen to The Buzz and hence Free Talk Live, because we're now on there every single day of the week, during the week, weekdays from, I believe, 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific. So welcome
aboard. Reno.
Yeah, welcome aboard. So we do the show live from 4 to 7 Pacific in the afternoon. So if you want to hear yourself on The Buzz, call in our third hour, the 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific hour, and you'll hear yourself the next day. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line here. We go to the phones to the Christian anarchist, Gene from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you about fake terrorist attacks.
Okay, sure.
Because there's this guy that they're claiming was attempting to blow up the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City.
That's right.
And it's the same story every single time. I listened to a 30-second blurb on the news, and I already knew the entire bottom line of the story. Some poor sap who doesn't like the U.S. came over and was angry, and maybe he lost family members, who knows, but he said he liked Al-Qaeda. So what did the FBI do? They swing in there and they say, yeah, we hate we're with Al-Qaeda too. We'd love to see something blow up. So they give him, they provide him with a van, provide him with a fake bomb and a cell phone, and then they say, here, go park this over there and call this phone number. And then, of course,
yep,
sweep in and pat themselves on the back. Man, we're heroes. We just saved 100 people from death in New York City because this guy wanted to blow things up.
Right, even though without the FBI's goading, the guy probably never would have done anything.
He's armed, funded, instructed.
And encouraged.
And encouraged by the FBI.
Right. So they got 1,000. If you read the fine print, it says they got 1,000 guys, 1,000 police officers, just in the anti-terrorism task force for New York City. I mean, it's just absurd, the money and the wasted resources they're putting into this stuff.
Oh, right. Gene didn't.
If you don't want people from around the world coming here to blow things up, then hey, I got an idea. Get your troops out of their countries.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to do. But hey, Gene, did you hear the other story about the FBI? They apparently thwarted a bomb plot against Home Depot.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I didn't read a lot about it, but I mean it. I don't know if they provided the bomb for that one or not.
Right. We didn't get that. There weren't a lot of details on how the bomb, got there or who placed it. But in this case, the story is from CBS New York out of Huntington, New York, where the claim is the FBI has foiled a bomb plot targeting a Home Depot on Long Island. Law enforcement sources said Wednesday a person had been taken into custody, but that person was later released. So clearly they apparently had the wrong guy. Authorities have been trying to determine if the person should be charged on a state or federal level. On Wednesday afternoon, police responded to a report of a suspicious package at a Home Depot in the Nassau County town of Elmont. Police said they are beefing up security at area Home Depots now as authorities continue to analyze the device from Monday's incident. Person taken into custody was taken into custody hours after sources told CBS2 that a pipe bomb was planted inside the store on or near a shelf where innocent people could find it and get hurt.
Wow.
Now, I'm no bomb expert, but all the pipe bombs I have ever seen or have seen on video
have a wick.
They have to be, you know, something has to be done to instigate the bomb into exploding. You don't just find a pipe bomb on a shelf at Home Depot and, whoa, and all of a sudden it blows up.
Right.
There's likely not a timer attached to it. They didn't kind of describe whether or not this was some sort of nitroglycerin bomb that if you drop it, it's going to explode. Now, pipe bomb does sound like kind of the traditional chemicals in a, you know, in a pipe in which you
just
then light.
Just
finding a pipe bomb on the shelf, if it is a traditional style pipe bomb, would not put anyone in danger because it would be inert without the explosion factor.
Well,
which
by listening to that, I can imagine what may have happened. There's some, you know, Home Depot sells plumbing and they got pipes and they got fittings, and I can imagine somebody just took a piece of pipe, screwed some fittings on the end of it, and maybe wrapped some wire around it or something, and stuck it back on the shelf, and they go, "Oh my God, a pipe bomb!" You know.
Yeah. It could very well be. And since they apparently don't know who the culprit is, that's what makes me think that it's
although
not
they can't figure out whether or not to charge the culprit that they don't know who he is because they released somebody else with a state or federal level. What? Who cares?
Yeah, so it would seem to me that if the FBI had set this one up, that they would already have their man, so to speak, as they have in all these other examples, because they put them up to it, basically.
This one sounds more like a prank or something.
It does, although the claim is now that Home Depots are being targeted by some terrorists. Plot, and now there's security being cranked up at Home Depot because, you know, the terrorists really have a vendetta against Home Depot. Look, if terrorists want to attack a crowd of people, they can go anywhere, whether it's Home Depot, shopping, you know, busy shopping mall during the upcoming holiday season, or a local sporting event with a Little League game or something
like that.
Airports
have lots of people in them.
So this whole let's respond to what happened after the fact and then act like we're doing something about it is just ridiculous. I mean, okay, so you're going to crank up security at Home Depot, I'll go bomb another store.
I've made this point before on your show that there are no terrorists in this country. There just aren't, because we've had how many years since 9/11 now, 12 years, and there has not been a single successful bombing. There hasn't been any death.
Well, I agree.
Easy to drive down the street and blow up a school bus. I mean, it would be so simple.
Yep, any fool can make a pipe bomb.
The guy that drove his Bronco or whatever it was into Times Square, he was pretty much a legitimate terrorist. Now, I'm not saying that there's a lot of them. There's certainly, you know, it seems to be 1 out of 10 of these people seems to be really legit. And we'll never know if the ones that the FBI has put behind bars are legit or not, because they supply them, they train them, they instigate them, and they, you know, they give them, they even fund them.
But there's no more, Mark. I mean, there was, you know, guys shot some folks from a clock tower many years ago, too. There are always crazy people willing to do crazy things, but for the most part, it's not something you have to be concerned with.
There are crazy people out there that want to hurt others, but they generally don't have the resources to do it. The people that have the resources to do it are not going to do it because they've got too much to lose. This is the same scenario that they always have. They get some dumb person who doesn't have resources to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just angry at the world. Then they provide them with fake resources, and then they say they caught somebody. And it's just to scare everybody else.
You're absolutely right, Gene, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts.
I really have to wonder, the quote I heard on the squib I heard about this earlier today, it was from the New York City Police Commissioner saying that this latest terror plot means that the city was at 15 plots and counting since 9/11.
Mm.
Now, how many of those were
ginned up?
Right.
Created by the FBI.
Agent provocateur.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with Gene. If there were a terrorist threat in this country, you'd see terrorism happening on an irregular basis. But that's not even occurring. And it's not hard to build a pipe bomb and or any other sort of bomb. There are plenty of bomb-building plans on the Internet. If people actually had it in their mind to go and do these things, they'd be being done. And there'd be nothing the government guys would do about it, because there's no way for anybody to get the intel on some guy building a pipe bomb in his garage.
I don't like the absolute. There is not any. There's none of this going on. Well, there is some of it, because
the guy
drove into Times Square with a bomb.
Does that mean
truck.
The guy in the clock tower was also a terrorist many years ago?
Okay, sure. Yes, he was.
I don't agree with that, because I was just reading in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago about a state Supreme Court ruling on a gang member who had been charged with terrorism, conspiring for terrorism. And no, it's not terrorism, I don't think.
But why not? I want to find out more about that in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. What is and is not not terrorism? Are things that were not terrorism in the past now terrorism because terrorism has a different definition? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site there for you. They are free. That's freetalklive.com. Mobile site included. Go to m.freetalklive.com from your mobile device and get quick access to Free Talk Live's live streams as well as our podcast and software that you might need if you don't already have it that'll let you tune into those live streams. All of it's free at m.freetalklive.com.
Tonight on the Edgington Post, you can go and get the Edgington Post by going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. I interview John A. Allison. He is the new president of the Cato Institute, former CEO of BB&T, and he has written The Financial Crisis and the Free Market Cure, Why Pure Capitalism, that's bolded, is the world economy's only hope. I think it's very exciting to see John in charge of the Cato Institute. And you can go get that at soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, Nemi, we were talking about terrorism a moment ago and how it's defined. Because, Mark, you were suggesting that the clock tower shooter, whose name was Charles Whitman, back in the 1960s, that he was a terrorist. And I think that we have to differentiate between crazy person going and killing massive amounts of people and someone killing people or enacting attempted, you know, killing of people for the purposes of political change or social change.
I think there's two criteria to be to being a terrorist. And, you know, I agree with you on this. A, you have to be sane. At least some, you know, somewhere on the continuum, close enough to sanity to be called sane. And B, you have to wish to use violence or threats of violence in order to get your, you know, whatever social or fiscal or economic or political change it is.
Why do you think you have to be sane?
I think you have to be sane for that.
Well, I think that
it's insane to kill other human beings.
I don't think it is. Sanity is a sufficient deviation from the norm, and the fact is that the average American, you know, supports agenting out their violence to the government.
But they don't realize that.
So what?
Well, no, there's a difference between accepting that you're engaging in violence.
Are you saying that everybody who's in the military is insane?
I don't understand what you're getting.
They pick up guns and they do what they're told with them. That's a violent act.
I would say that is a bit of insanity. Yeah.
Okay, well then,
to kill another human being who has harmed you is pretty crazy.
No, you don't have a sufficient. Well, you know, for one, they're on the battlefield. You may have the perception that somebody's harmed you. Whatever. So, I mean, once you've decided that there's a perception that somebody's harmed you and it's in self-defense, then it's sane. Then
I can understand it. I can understand. And we are talking about some very difficult, you know, lines to draw.
Okay, that's why I'm saying sane.
Well, I think that if I needed to define it, that the Texas shooting would not be terrorism because of the intent that underlies it. But however, the two guys that were going crazy and sniping people in D.C., that was definitely terrorism because that was their intent. They intended to terrorize people by randomly shooting someone over the course of 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember traveling in D.C. when that was happening, and it just made people insane. It made people crazy, just very scared.
But did they have a goal, or did they just want to terrorize people?
It was something to...
Because the classic definition of terrorism, according to dictionary.com, the number one definition, is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. So it doesn't have to necessarily be for political purposes, but typically it is.
Didn't the D.C. snipers have, like, Muslim names and there were, you know...
Yeah, Muhammad, I think, was...
Muhammad and Malvo.
John Malvo.
I was thinking of it. It was a kidnap children for the purpose of extorting money from the government and to set up a camp to train children how to terrorize cities with the ultimate goal to shut things down across the United States.
This was their goal?
That was their goal.
Okay.
They must have. If you want to shut things down around the United States, you must have a reason for it.
Whereas the guy in Texas, his spree started from a point where he didn't want his mother or his wife to suffer. It was there you go. It's sanity right there. It just wanted to spare them whatever he thought was coming to them later in life.
You know, I think
he stabbed his wife to death, actually.
I think a crazy person can be a terrorist, but I think that they're a subgroup of terrorist. That is the crazy person subgroup, and that their motivations are different. I don't think that somebody wishing to use violence to achieve their goal makes them crazy.
So I get what you're saying. I think you're right, maybe because it's so common that it's not crazy, but I still think it's insane.
Crazy is a sufficient deviation from what's considered normal behavior.
If what is normal is insane, then it's still insane.
Right.
In my books.
Yeah. Maybe
it's normal.
The black helicopters really are out after that guy, and the rest of us are crazy. But the fact is that we don't think they are, so therefore he's crazy.
So I guess we've resolved that question at this point. So just because somebody is engaging in an attempt to hurt a massive amount of people does not necessarily make them a terrorist. And so I don't know if I'm going to go and say, I don't remember what the truck guy in New York was all about.
It was because of the occupation of the Middle East.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, this guy is the terrorist that they were talking about. Mm-hmm. And the FBI didn't catch him.
That's right.
So
and the FBI, by the way, didn't catch the terrorist in D.C. that Nimmy was talking
about.
This
is the thing that I think you do the disservice, and Gene was doing to some extent a disservice by sort of this generalized statement that if the FBI hadn't been ginning up people, we would have far fewer quote-unquote terrorists that have been caught since 9/11. I don't know how many of these people that they have ginned up would have gone on to do whatever it was that they would do. I would say very few. But there has at least been one guy since then.
But that doesn't justify any of what they've done, because as you said, they didn't even catch that guy.
They didn't catch him. If they want to stop terrorism, it's easy to stop terrorism. Don't go in and mess with other people's countries.
Yeah.
Those people want to have control over their own destiny and their own countries, and they should be able to have that.
All right, so changing gears here, Nimmy, you were going to share with us a story about a man and a dove.
A man and a dove. A Texas man is in hot water with the law after cooking and eating a dove that had flown into the side of his house and broke its neck and died. Being dove hunting season in Texas, Ryan Adams thought it was a stroke of luck when he discovered the Texas white-winged dove right next to his home in Pflugerville. This is the same bird that hunters pay buckets of money to go out and shoot, he said. They take their time, and I just got one for free. Adams decided to do what he thought any aficionado of wild game would do in his shoes, cook the dove for dinner.
Why not?
I have never had such fresh meat before. I had meat that had come to me that was fairly fresh, that had been slaughtered the week before, but never like that day, he said. But according to Texas Parks and Wildlife spokesman Stephen Lightfoot, that was the wrong thing to do. It is illegal to possess any wildlife resource that has not been taken legally, Lightfoot explained.
So the government of the state of Texas owns all of the animals. Now listen to this. What's the difference between the king's forest and the king's deer? At one point, I believe this was the whole, to some extent, this had something to do with the whole Robin Hood story. Because at one point or another, a game was becoming scarce on the little island of Great Britain. And people would, people ate food that they caught. And, you would get, it was a hanging offense to be caught with a deer because that deer belonged to the king. And they wanted to be able to hunt it themselves or whatever. They didn't want the peasants out there diminishing the amount of game because they really enjoyed going out and hunting it. So what's the difference between the state of Texas claiming all the animals for itself and the king claiming the deer for themselves?
Well, if he had had a hunting license and had the appropriate weapons and ammunition licenses, he would have been just fine.
Oh, so he can pay the king in order to hunt
That's
the king's
right.
animals.
All right, so
I'm
going to come back with more. I want to learn more about the case here, and then we will share in moments. And also, your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453 is the Sickle CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can, of course, grab archives if you'd like. Mark, you mentioned the Edgington Post episodes, which are available through our SoundCloud page, but also you can get years worth of Free Talk Live through that very same page as well, or right at the top of freetalklive.com. The last 7 days worth are easily downloadable there. If you want, you can click over on under Listen and Share to the SoundCloud link there at freetalklive.com to go way back and get years worth of the show. It's all completely free, freetalklive.com. So, Nemi, you were telling us about a man who, just minding his own business at home, apparently a dove went ahead and flew right into a closed window or door, something like that, as birds tend to do.
It says the side of the house.
Yep.
Oh, was it the side of the house?
That's what the story said. I can only imagine it's glass.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Usually it's glass. They think it's open.
I mean, I don't see why a sliding glass door wouldn't be considered the side of the house.
I guess it technically is. So they he flew in, died as a result of the impact, which is typical for birds. And, you know, if you aren't the hunting type, like I'm not, if that happened to me, I'd pick the bird up, throw it away, and that would be the end of that. But he decided he was going to eat said bird.
Yep, cook it. And write a blog about it, and that's actually what got him.
I was going to say, how did the government find out about this? He admitted it publicly, and now they're coming after him.
Yes, that's right. And the state is saying it's illegal to possess any wildlife resource that has not been taken legally. By legal, means there are certain means and methods. You have to have a hunting license, and you have to have the appropriate weapons and ammunition.
So had he had a hunting license, gone out and shot the bird, then it would have been legal?
Correct.
If it had already died, he'd have to put a bullet in it just to make it legal?
I don't know. he said Adams would have had the right to eat the bird if he had legally hunted it, and since those weren't the circumstances, he should have turned it over to a game warden.
Ridiculous.
So instead of throwing it away, Ian, you should have called the game warden.
Because I totally have read all of the Texas statutes, and I know, as a Texas resident, I'm not, but, you know, if I were, or I've read all the New Hampshire statutes, and I know all the hunting laws
exactly.
In and out. I mean, it's so absolutely absurd for anybody to believe that anyone could possibly have known this.
Right. So now he's being investigated, and the evidence...
Oh, he's not been charged yet.
No.
He's being investigated.
Investigated. So he's getting state hassled. Mm-hmm. While the evidence in the case has been eaten, he did post step-by-step pictures of his Epicurean dove cookout on his blog. So, yeah. So he's just twisting in the wind, waiting for them to decide whether they're going to send him to jail or not. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty nutty. I mean, you know, what do you do in this circumstance? I mean, how is this guy to know?
Well, it probably would also have been illegal had the bird died and he threw it away. But, you know, you're not going to blog about how you threw away a bird.
Right.
So no one would have known that.
His real problem here is that he was trying to share information with friends on the Internet.
Right. Wow, this is crazy. I hope that he does not take... I hope they don't charge him and that he takes a plea deal on this and that he'll actually, you know, go to court.
Yeah.
Because I think he's got a really good case.
And the pictures, I mean, the blog, it just makes it look like a little tiny chicken. It looks
That's
so delicious.
It looks like, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it blows my mind because where I work, we have birds flying into the windows plenty. Mm-hmm. And it just strikes me as funny that you might be hassled by the state for picking up something that died on your property
right.
and eating it. Not that I would necessarily do that, but...
It's a lot of work. I mean, we had 10 turkeys out of my, my wife's wildflower patch, and it's a good size thing, today, eating the seeds, I guess, from...
Wild turkeys.
Yeah. And sure, you know, I mean, if I perhaps owned a firearm and went out and shot one of those turkeys, or two, or 10... then I'd have to clean them, and I really had no interest in doing that. I went to a friend's house on Sunday and participated in their chicken processing party that they had going on. But that's an event, and it's, you know, somebody else is taking care of the messes to some extent.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I just want to know how to do these things. I don't actually want to do these things. I just want to, you know, keep my
hand
in it.
That's good to know.
But this is as ridiculous. This example here is as ridiculous as the Northwest story. I think it was the Oregon, where was it Oregon? One of those states where the state basically claims to own all rainwater, all naturally occurring water, and so therefore, if you collect rainwater, there's criminal charges involved with that.
At the very least, with rainwater, you can say, well, what the effect is. You know, well, if all the farmers are collecting rainwater, and then we could, you know, that rainwater belongs to people down the line, and the reservoirs won't have enough or whatever. You could talk about effect. But here, you know, oh my God, if everybody ate all the dead doves that flew into their windows, then what would it be? Anarchy! I mean, you know, whatever the claim is, it's insane. I mean, this is a dead dove. Giving it to a game warden isn't going to bring it back to life. I mean, it's not going to make it the game warden. If the game warden's either going to eat it, which would be stealing the man's dove, or he's not going to eat it, and which is a wasting the man's stolen dove.
It's just a huge. This is just control, out and out control.
It's
and
control,
it's sick.
Let's and go fear, to, totally yeah. too.
Let's go to the phones here. JD is on the line, listening on I guess XM.
Yeah, XM's America's channel 166.
Excellent. Hey JD, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm on my last trip for this company I'm driving for, and I would be sad, but I can't be.
Congratulations.
I feel good because I stuck up for myself. I told these guys a couple weeks ago in writing, I said, please don't ever put me on a Monsanto load because I won't haul it. And you would think that if they were going to fire me over something, they would have done it 2 weeks ago when I wrote that and handed it in. No. On this trip here, a couple weeks later, they said, well, JD, we got a Monsanto load for you. And I said, no, you're kidding, right? And they said, no, we have a Monsanto load for you. And I said, well, you must probably think that I don't mean what I say when I say I won't haul that, but I won't haul that. By the way, just to preface this is a non-force dispatch company that I drive for.
What's that mean?
That I can turn down loads.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
For some reason, they've decided to fire me over this issue.
Wow.
Now, by fire, you mean you're fired? You're an employee of the company and you're fired?
I am literally in the truck headed back to the terminal right now. I have about another 60 miles to go.
Well, then you've got...
And then I'm done. I have to turn the truck in and I'm done.
You've got 99 weeks of unemployment that these people have to pay for?
I don't know. I told them, I said, if you come up with a decent severance package, I might not sue you.
Seems very like a very strange situation.
So it wait, is. Are you
well,
on
I
a?
I worked
the...
for these guys for 3 years, about
yeah.
5 years ago.
And apparently, they don't like reliable employees.
The day after my birthday, they were stupid enough to hand me a piss cup. So I said, "No, I'm not going to piss you."
Yeah, sorry, man.
Oh man,
he can't say "f you." He did say "f you," didn't mm-hmm. he?
I think he said "truck you" is what I believe he said. He's a trucker.
Did he say "truck you"?
I'm pretty sure he said "truck you."
If he said "truck you," then I apologize for dropping the call, JB. But thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
He
and
did not say "truck."
Good for you.
That's a trucker. That's
it was hard to hear
stuff.
Because we were already laughing over the pee cup comment. But yeah, so I just have to be careful. I know we're on XM and everything, but we're also on regular radio stations that are licensed by the FCC, and so therefore we have to be careful about that sort of thing. I'm sorry to all the truckers out there because I know what they sound like on CB, and a lot of truckers do enjoy peppering their sentences with the F-bomb.
I enjoy peppering my sentences with the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Come on.
But you don't do it here.
No.
Right. So,
you asked me not to.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Truck a whole bunch of that.
In other news,
fuck you, Mark.
Let's see here. You know, Mark, you had a handful of different things to talk about here tonight, but you're welcome to pick one of them. In other news, the Pirate Bay has moved to the cloud. We've talked about how the Pirate Bay is the most reliable of all of the torrent sites out there, the websites that are catalogs, basically, of torrent files in which you can download said files, and then those will point you, your computer, if you have a torrent program, to various different things like movies, music, you know, games, software, that sort of thing. And the governments of the world do not like the Pirate Bay, and they've done what they can over the years to try to shut them down, but now they've made it harder than ever. That is, the Pirate Bay folks have. And this, by the way, is after the news that they have arrested one of the founders of the Pirate Bay. Gottfrid Svartholm has been arrested and is facing possible charges in Sweden. But they're still going with the Pirate Bay because you can take one person out, but that doesn't end the idea. So we'll continue here. We'll tell you what they're up to. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You're welcome to call in about anything, but you can't say the F-bomb. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Do head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will give to you there. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month. We take that and invest it in the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can become an amplifier right now over at amped.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa and MasterCard right on our website, which, of course, is certified by authorized.net. So go to amped.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials. And on top of that, we got the AMP-only forum and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
If you want to support the show with bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They are money for the Internet, cash for the Internet. And you can get them through bitinstant.com. But if you want to store them, blockchain.info will give you an online wallet that is encrypted. And it's great because you can not only do they have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones, but you can send money to people via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell number in just about any country in the world with the blockchain.info wallet. Now, with Bitcoins, you can send money to anybody who has the Bitcoin client. Makes it very easy. I recommend you go get one. Is it Bitcoin.info that has the client? Bitcoin.org.
Yes, that's the client.
Bitcoin.org to get the client and blockchain.info to get your free wallet.
All right, so back to the Pirate Bay, and then coming up, a ridiculous smoking ban out of San Francisco. Mark's got that story. But the Pirate Bay's moving to the cloud, according to TorrentFreak.com. It has made an important change to its infrastructure. The world's most famous BitTorrent site has switched its entire operation to the cloud. From now on, the Pirate Bay will serve its users from several cloud hosting providers scattered around the world. The move will cut costs, ensure better uptime, and make the site virtually invulnerable to police raids, all while keeping user data secure. The Pirate Bay is loved by millions of file sharers, but it's also a thorn in the side of the entertainment industries. The latter group continues to push authorities to take action against the site. The Pirate Bay was raided back in 2006, and there are rumors that the police might try again in the future. But the Pirate Bay is not oblivious to this looming threat. They have backups in place and are shielding the true location of their servers. By the way, not only do they have backups, but they have hundreds of mirrors, which are individuals who are also running Pirate Bay sites. They're essentially copying the file structure of the Pirate Bay and then loading that onto their own personal servers and operating those as an alternative to the Pirate Bay. If the Pirate Bay goes down, for instance, you can always search for Pirate Bay mirrors, and one of them will likely still be up. But it's one of the reasons why the Pirate Bay decided to move the site into the cloud yesterday. That is that, you know, if they do lose a server, it might take them a while to get back online, and there have been times when they've been attacked. Hosting in the cloud also means that the site is easier to scale, it reduces downtime, and it's also cheaper. Moving to the cloud lets TPB move from country to country, crossing borders seamlessly without downtime. All the servers don't even have to be hosted with the same provider or even be located on the same continent, according to a statement from the Pirate Bay. They're currently hosted at cloud hosting companies in two countries, and they also cut down on operation costs and complexity. For example, we never need anyone to do hands-on work, like earlier this month where we were down for 2 days because someone had to fix a broken power distribution unit, according to the Pirate Bay. So if one cloud provider cuts us off, goes offline, or goes bankrupt, we can just buy new virtual servers from the next provider. Then we only have to upload their server images and reconfigure their load balancer to get their site up and running again. So they're more bulletproof than they've ever been, and there's no site out there like the Pirate Bay that takes the kind of hits that the Pirate Bay does, as far as, you know, not only are they under a fairly decent user load just from regular people going to the website and using it, but also they are subject to attack, not just from governments, but also from haters or whoever else might be out there. And so one of the most high-profile sites in the world has just become that much more hard to take out.
Now, I'm wondering what kind of haters would be after the Pirate Bay that aren't governments.
I don't know. There's probably somebody in the
music
companies,
I guess. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the RIAA, yeah. Recording Industry Association.
You could imagine hackers seem to be sort of on the side of the Pirate Bay.
They certainly do seem to be on the side of the Pirate Bay, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some hacker out there that would love to claim to have taken them down.
Yeah, that's true. Just for the lulz.
Yeah, exactly. So that's some good news. I'm glad to hear that, because file sharing isn't going anywhere, as we discussed in yesterday's show with the intellectual property discussion that we've had. And so good for them for shoring up their defenses. Mark, tell me about the smoking ban out in San Francisco, or some portion of San Francisco. It's not the whole city, is it?
No, this is San Rafael, which is 15 miles north of San Francisco.
I see.
This is from NYDailyNews.com, and it's, like I said, San Rafael, and they're making it illegal to smoke in any kind of multi-unit housing unit. So it's apartment complex, row houses, townhouses,
duplex, right?
Duplexes, anything.
Is it privately owned as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so not just public building.
Right. A San Francisco suburb on Monday banned smoking in duplexes, condominiums, and all other multifamily homes. City leaders hope that to lead the wave of such regulations across California and ultimately the country.
This isn't the first one, though.
I don't think it is.
There was another one like this in California in another town.
Closer to L.A., as I recall.
Yeah.
And it's a town of about 57,000 people, 15 miles north of San Francisco. It said Mayor Gary Phillips says, "We're happy to blaze a trail. We're most happy to be in the forefront of an issue because we think
crush some freedoms, yeah,
greatly benefit our residents and those visiting San Rafael. We think it'll set the tone for other cities as well."
Now, like cigarette taxes, this particular regulation affects poor people more than it does rich people, doesn't it?
Sure. Poor people are more likely to smoke.
Well, no. Not only is a poor person more likely to smoke,
that's true,
but a poor person's more likely to live in an apartment, in a duplex, or in some sort of multifamily home. And so typically, you know, as is the case with these governmental regulations and laws, they are, you know, supposedly enacted for the benefit of all society, but the richer part of society isn't really going to be affected by this.
I would be interested to know, excuse me, if this applies to medical marijuana users as well.
Good question.
I don't think so.
I bet it can't, because that's treatment for
prescription.
That's prescription. You would be messing with people's disabilities and afflictions. So it's okay to smoke pot in your duplex, but it's not okay to smoke tobacco cigarettes.
Good point.
They're specific about tobacco here in this. They're saying that the San Rafael's ban is a very significant event because it will spread, says Robert Proctor, a Stanford University history of science professor. We're on the downslope of a big curve. Smoking peaked in 1981 with 630 billion cigarettes sold in the United States, and now it's down to 350 billion. So that's just almost half as many cigarettes as was sold in 1981. That's a big difference. And that number will keep going down until smoking is a distant memory.
And then who are you going to hate on?
Oh, they'll find something. They'll find something that someone does.
Candy bars.
Candy bars, large sodas.
Fat people.
They're already going after the sodas in New York City.
Yeah, that's true. Cracking knuckles. You know, bad stuff.
Well, so presumably this is a health board situation. Any proposal as far as what will happen to someone?
Oh, I don't think that they've got actually the I did not see in this article, which is not short.
But this is a done deal, right? Like the city council voted for it. This isn't a proposal. This is law.
This is law.
So
that's it. Also, by the way, it includes city streets. The ordinance would also prohibit smoking in San Rafael's downtown streets.
Wow.
This is the backdrop for the 1973 film American Graffiti, which, of course, lots of people smoked. And when George Lucas filmed his coming-of-age movie in his hometown in 1973, people smoked at work, on airplanes, in restaurants, even in schools and hospitals.
Supermarkets. I remember people smoking in supermarkets when I was little.
I remember, just having ridden on a plane, most of these planes are old enough that they still have the ashtrays in the bathrooms and some of them will even have them in the chairs on the plane that shows you just how old the chair is you're sitting in. But people used to, I remember being on a plane where people would smoke on planes. It was really bizarre behavior now, I mean, looking back, but yeah, that's exactly what happened. You know, it was just that common.
So here you go, and maybe he's right, this mayor. Maybe he's right that they will lead the charge. Maybe there will be other cities that after this will go the extra mile and completely ban smoking from all city streets. We've heard them being banned from smoking being banned from public parks and other places. This isn't the first time that someone has banned or a city has banned smoking from duplexes and multifamilies and apartment buildings. So odds are good you're going to see more of this because typically when one city gets away with it, and usually they do.
Yeah.
When one city gets away with it, other cities have been watching. The city government bureaucrats have been watching and waiting to see if any court challenges come up against that first city to, you know, step their foot in the ring. And if that doesn't happen, then they'll go ahead and adopt something similar, and you'll see this happening in more places.
It's rolled out in New Hampshire.
Right, and other places, I think it's in Jersey. You can't smoke in a car if there are kids in the car. It's just absolutely total control.
I just want to know what's next. First the smokers, then who?
Then who? Good question. I think fatty food's probably a good target.
Go after the fatties, then the furries.
See you tomorrow night. Yeah, there you go. Tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government is having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.